Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm starting to get self-conscious of how old I tell people our son is. People are starting to ask.
Wait, why are you self-conscious?
I don't want to be this guy. You, people get frustrated.
Just at you?
When you go like 73 weeks.
Oh.
14 and a half months. Do I just say a year?
I think
he's technically about 14 months. Is that annoying? I'm starting to get self-conscious.
I think I do. I say one right now. I take it easy year.
I noticed that.
And then when he gets 18 months, I feel like 18 months is a big milestone. And then we say two. I think that we do those markers.
So you're more of a milestone girl. Is that why you're telling people you're 30, even though you're way older?
Yeah, I am 30. I am not way older. Mm. I am 30. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, so babies, it's like every 6 months, you round towards that.
The dentist.
But adults.
After you hit one.
Ooh, okay. It's a if-then statement.
When do you go from weeks to months? When they hit 12, I feel like?
When they get 12
years old.
12 weeks? Do you start hitting with months? Because I feel like he's 9 weeks. He's like, what is this little thing? Yeah, like, it looks gross still. And you're like, it's because it's 9 weeks.
I think it'd be fun. Like,
I call it it too until 12 weeks.
Yeah, what?
Genderless until... I think you clearly have a newborn on your hands. Oh my gosh, how old is he? You say, not even one. Like, just clear. He's barely, he's not even one.
Zero.
We just had him. Yeah.
He's zero.
We had him a few weeks ago. What
there
do you mean,
are
how old
a
is
few,
he?
I would say, like, moms, when they ask, I know that they want to know months. You know what I mean?
You want to size him up?
Come on.
Like, especially if there's,
the real
they have a kid too. Like, we want to know.
He's circumcised.
Oh my gosh, Trey.
We're back. Correct opinions. We got more Shelter Kids series, recapping our amazing trip to New York, Taylor Swift's new album, Causing Wrinkles. She's saying some bad words, so we're going to show you the Christian version, because that's what we believe in.
Thank you.
And much, much more, so enjoy and roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Katie, how much have you listened to the new Taylor Swift album?
I have not listened to it at all.
That's kind of what I thought.
You are weird. Your friends did a listening party, right?
Yeah, so I would have heard it if I was in town.
Oh, darn. You know what? I'm not going to make it, so let me know how it is.
Oh, I'm going to miss this one. Oh, I'll get the next album.
I couldn't listen.
So did they do the party? Because the thought of the party, a lot of girls had listening parties planned. You're like, come over, we'll listen for a couple hours. Now they're like, oh my God, now it's 5 hours.
I don't know.
She
it's
surprised
a
us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I heard Katie put in headphones and it was the sound of like dogs being hit. And she just listened to that instead.
Just a live stream and a vet. Did they do the party? They listened to all of them? You haven't heard?
You know, I haven't heard. Yeah.
We did on the...
We kind of did.
I've maybe done like a... Let's listen to this new album together, bro, once or twice. And it's always a letdown.
Yeah.
Because you're like, okay, song one.
Okay.
Oh, song two, three, four. Four might be my favorite. What'd you think? Three?
And then by six, I think we're all like, we're all bad. Yeah.
Are we going to sit here another an hour and a half? And then if we did, it would have hit two. And you're like, oh my gosh, there's 15 more.
Ooh.
Do you just sit in silence and listen?
You kind of do that. You're like, okay, this one was written by her and the other guy.
I don't want to go to that party.
Okay,
this one does kind of sound. I can hear the Florence and Machine in it. This one.
Oh, that one. Is this a new one? Those two sound similar. Okay. Ooh. Oh, F word. Okay, Taylor. Whoa, easy.
Angry.
Tattoo gold retriever. Tattoo. Who is that? Gold. Is that Travis?
Ooh. Okay, that could be. That's a fun lyric.
What is it? 1:30. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything that's going to hit the radio yet, so I'm just going to go to bed.
And I'm sure, too, while they are listening, at least at the listening party that I missed, they were probably like looking up like blogs of like what people think the meanings are and stuff like that.
They decode it. Everyone becomes a real sleuth when they're listening.
Which that sounds a little more interesting, honestly, than just sitting there listening.
It is fun. At the same time, I wonder if like these artists are like, hey, stop like digging around to find out what it means and like come to your own conclusions. Like, don't just read the first blog to come out at midnight. Don't just read what it says. Like, maybe think for yourself a little bit.
Art.
Well, she did. She was a little sassy on this one. So we'd like to bring to attention. We need to make more versions of this for her new album. But this was brought to our attention by Recti, the old Shake It Off song. Shake It Off.
Great.
Classic.
Yeah.
Someone.
Can't wait to see what this is.
Did a cover, and keep us posted on the Torture Poets Society. What would the Torture Poets Society, what would the Christian title that be?
Crucified Poets Society.
Thank you.
Department.
Oh, wow.
Department, not society.
We're going to sit in silence until Derek figures it out.
Oh.
Hey, guys. We are so glad
to the,
you.
Fast forward to the music.
You don't want to watch this?
This is not what I anticipated at all.
I like to complain. Nothing but a pain. That's what my husband said.
I want to say, if you're not that's what my husband watching, said. It's a couple, like a middle-aged
couple.
We never
go on dates.
Okay.
You get home from work too late. You know, that's what my wife say. That's what my wife say.
Wow.
And we keep whining. Can't stop, won't stop crying.
Since Taylor got married.
I don't know if this marriage is gonna last because all we do is fight.
Oh, wow.
But God offers us some help, 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 help. Gives us a brand new self, 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 self. Put your old life on the shelf, 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 shelf. Need to put it off.
Thank you so much, Derek. Oh, they threw in a. That's not another time.
Oh, God.
Oh, not the.
They're
foot.
Showing a foot with a
we'll
torn
do the foot thing.
She always has to nag.
So mean.
I love how the trope of this. Her cooking makes me gag. She's always trying to nag.
I'm not going to lie. When you introduced that as like the Christian version, that is not the direction I thought that was going to go in.
It's just real, man. That's real life. And God offers us help, help, help.
That was bad. That was really hard to
was
watch.
That so was that made for a church or something? I mean,
or for you and me.
It was made for us.
Yeah. We finally went on a date in New York. And I'd been for a week. I know you had. That's what. We kind of reverse our roles sometimes. Because this is the common, you know, your cooking stinks. Well, I found a wife that doesn't even cook at all. So we don't even have that problem.
We
that's
don't.
Nice.
Yep, not gagging on my food.
Nope.
That was a tough, tough song. And why does the guy get to complain so much? That's crazy.
Right.
She wants to sleep in the same bed. It's like you're just saying normal things.
Her voice grates on my head. That's what people say.
I really thought there would be more about Jesus in that song.
It was mainly a song about marital problems.
Yeah, it was mainly a marital
very
problem
little
song.
About yeah. God.
Yeah. I think it should be kind of this is a Christian marriage counseling song.
Yeah, the chorus didn't hit like I was hoping. What is even the chorus? So put it off or don't put it off?
Put it off. Put it off.
Put what off?
Your old self.
Oh, put my old self.
Your old.
Old self, self. So put it off. That doesn't make
you
sense.
You are new in Christ.
That I get.
Put it off.
Remember she said
what verse is
a real stretch. What verse is that?
You think I'm whining? Doing this?
Yeah.
That's what my wife say. That was great.
It was amazing.
I love that they chose that song. Topical. Very topical. That was tough. That was really fun.
We did go on a date in New York. We were in New York City. Mm-hmm. We were in Long Island, Connecticut, biggest casino I've ever been. On Long Island. You know what? You island people, shut up. You're on Maui. You're on Long Island. Why do they do that to us? Just because it's a smaller piece of land, we have to say we're on it, not in it?
I think the other classes of people need to also take advantage of this. I was on RV last weekend. I was on campsite last 4th of July. It was great. It just sounds a little classier.
It does sound classy.
I was on Winnebago last summer.
Mm-hmm. Another one on the way. It was Honor.
Yeah.
Trey.
Sorry.
We were in the biggest casino, the biggest building of all time.
Yeah, Foxwood Casino in Connecticut. I had heard, I think it was the former biggest casino until we in Oklahoma took them down.
Did you really?
Windstar, ever heard of it?
That's bigger than what we were in.
Yeah.
So I looked it up because I had spent days walking to get from one end to the other. And so I looked it up and this building we were in was 9 million square feet. Like, well, how big is 9 million square feet? Well, an Amazon fulfillment center is 800,000 square feet. So the building we were in was 12 times bigger than an Amazon fulfillment center. It was crazy. It had zip lines. It had a go-kart track.
It was awesome.
Six nightclubs.
Six nightclubs. DJ Pauly D was in the house the same night I was there.
They had the whole Tanger Outlet Mall. I went to H&M.
Was it?
I thought you were gasping because of H&M.
I got an altercation with a lobster roll lady.
I haven't heard this
No,
story.
It was an altercation, but it was awkward. It was, dude, I'm so bad at this sometimes. Oh, I walked up and we were just grabbing a quick bite and we were going to grab like a few beers or something. Like there's four of us. So we're like a couple lobster rolls, win in Connecticut.
Yes.
And four beers. And she needs to see our ID. And she sees, you know, our various states across the country. And I've never been asked this because we're on tour. I always think it's funny when you're always, I'm like in my 30s. I'm like, I mean, it's like a Missouri ID, but I'm in Connecticut. Are they going to believe it?
Hope that passes.
And so there's several. And she's like, wow, are you guys in the military?
Mm.
And I was like, no, the opposite, probably. And she's like, what? You know, talk. I'm like, we have a show tonight. What? I'm a comedian. She's like, wait, what? You're the comedian? She's like, well, I actually own this place. Would you mind if I could just take a photo of you on the house? And so I was like, sure, whatever.
She owned the lobster roll company.
Yes. Okay, gotcha. I think she meant that. And I don't want to I'm not typing her, but I don't think she owned the whole casino.
Okay.
So that was between those two though.
Okay.
And keep in mind, we're there in the middle of the day, and she tells us, she sells us first on the beer, because she's like, these one beers right now, they're $2 each. So I'm like, okay. And then she's like, I'll give you the beers for free if I can take a photo of you. Like,
can I change my order?
So I'm taking a photo for $8. If I wasn't famous at all, I'd probably be like, I don't want to do a photo right now. But, you know, I'm just like, sure. So she walks over, she's kind of getting them, and she's like, you'll post and tag us, right?
Oh my gosh.
And kind of like, obviously you'll do that, right? And
That's how this works.
I was a little annoyed. I was like, oh, sorry, no, I'm not. No, I'm sorry. I'm not.
Oh, that's not.
But I'll take it. And she's like, you seriously won't tag us? Like, she was like, are you kidding me? And I was like,
how old was this woman?
I don't know, like 40. I was like, no.
You're like, this is my opener. His name's Lucas O'Neill. He has 2,000 followers. Yeah. He's not going to tag you.
What are you kidding? That's like $8. And then she's like, okay, well, you know what? We'll still be on the house anyway. And she could tell she was like mad. I was like, what? What just happened? And we're sitting down. And at the end of the meal, she comes over. And she holds up a video of me. It's just plain, right? It's like a YouTube short or something. Okay. I'm like, bleh, bleh. She's like, this is you? Like, yeah. She's like,
really? You tagged DraftKings?
Yeah.
You didn't tag me? Really?
She goes, this you? She's like, oh, sorry. I just wanted to double check. I didn't know who you were at all.
Oh, she's trying to
I was like, are you stunting on me right now?
Yeah.
For $8? And I just left there. I was like, what just happened?
Those are confusing tactics. You don't do that at the end after the failed
flex. She just wanted to be like, I could tell in the moment she was like, this guy thinks he's too good to tag the lobster roll company.
Inside of the mall?
And she's like, oh, this is you? Nobody knows who you are. So,
besides me when you walked in.
Yeah. And it was the weirdest exchange. So, yeah.
Great
lobster roll. I think you learned your lesson just to say no to the picture.
Actually, I think the lesson is say yes to being in the military. And that's how you avoid all this.
False identity, yes.
Two tours.
Stolen valor.
Yeah, comedian commits stolen valor. So it's a long story.
I said on tour.
It made sense.
It was $8 four beers.
No, it was my second comedy tour. but we had a great time.
That's pretty funny. Who else was there? Was this right when I split apart?
Yeah,
to Panda?
You popped over to Panda. Yeah. So it was us like three, and they were just like, wow, dude, that was a weird encounter. It was like, yeah. So we had a great time, hung out all night, and we took a limo to New York because that's how I travel.
That
in
is
style.
So funny that you had a limo.
Tour manager Tom set up the car and he's like, by the way, it's a limo.
Which I didn't know if he was serious or not. I don't know. He jokes around sometimes.
I think it was just the car company was like, sorry, we messed it up. Is it a limo? Okay. So it was a nice one too.
I checked to see like when he sent us a link, like here's how you know if your car is arriving. So I checked it. I was like, I don't know what limo brands are. But then it said length, and it said 120 feet. I was like, whoa, that's a limo. Yeah. That's a limo right there. That's crazy.
That's spacious, though, right?
It was great.
It was.
They had Pepsi and water in there.
Diet Coke.
Did you eat champagne?
Chips.
Did you hear? I was... There's nothing worse than the GPS is just getting... The guy was driving. Did you hear the GPS?
Lucas and I were... Very...
And I think when you're a professional driver, it's like, you know, you probably can't like fidget with the phone while he's driving. So his GPS is torturing the poor guy. It just repeatedly, no kidding, 117 times would say, shorten follow distance. What would it say? What was the phrase?
It was something like that.
Shorten the following distance.
Yeah.
Shorten the... And I can hear him up there just like... Son of a... Oh my God. And he's just... And I was like, do I help him? I don't know. The guy was getting tortured by it.
Yeah. We were back there just being like, can we turn this off? Or can he just close the window so we don't have to hear it? Yeah. I don't know what kind of GPS system he has going on, but yeah. Shortened following distance.
These, all the Siri, Lex, all of them, I mean, they've just raised the blood pressure of our population. I mean, I get so frustrated with them. Siri never works. Siri work ever?
I've never used it. I've never gone through a phase.
I feel like they
of
came it. Out with it 10 years ago and they're like, this is as good as we're going to do it.
Oh, so just, yeah. When we were in college, it's never gotten better. Maybe, it has a long ways to go. I mean, you ask it like even something somewhat complicated and it can't do it. Mm-mm. You ever use Siri, Katie?
No, I never have.
Yeah,
it's crazy. There's no Siri AI yet. Like every other company has gone AI.
What's the new Meta AI? I'm just trying to type on Instagram. Yes. And it's like, what? I'm your assistant. Leave me alone. Yeah. I'm just trying to navigate the app.
Oh,
and you're making it so complicated.
Trey, tag me in something. Let's go to search. TRE. Try asking how fast can a turtle go?
What?
I don't know. T for Trey.
You're
not
making
turtle
my life
speed.
More difficult.
I don't want turtle speed. See if I go, the suggested questions you get on there. And then, it's on Facebook, it's on Instagram, it's everywhere. Ask a Meta AI anything. History of New York City street art, dare I? Feng shui tips for apartments. Feng shui.
I'm just trying to triplet. I was like, Jake posted a fun story. Let's see what he's up to. Snack ideas for road trips? Hi, my name's Meta AI. Think of me like an assistant. Who can help?
Katie's pregnant with another baby. Can I make plant-based cheese? Well, let's find out.
Oh, my gosh. Road trip snacks are a must. Here are some tasty, convenient ideas. Would you have ever thought of these? Water.
No.
It's good. Don't forget. I'm AI. I don't have to drink water, but you're a human. Drink water.
Instagram is granola not Google. Bars. I don't understand.
What are they doing to me?
How do I network? That's one of my suggestions. Hmm. How do I network? Also... Test me on geography. I might do that.
We've
this
gone
is
back
crazy.
To paperclip.
Exactly. How is this helpful? And always remember to... it gives me 10 options, one of which is water. And at the end it says, remember to pack plenty of water. I think AI... I'm just going to double down. It's like, are you sure I need water? And that's good. They're quick. Typing. Good point. I sometimes state the obvious. Of course you need water. Staying hydrated is essential, especially on a road trip. Okay, good point, road trip. So stay hydrated.
I disagree. You do not want to get too hydrated on a road trip.
No, stay hydrated.
That's a good point.
Agree. So beer while I drive? See what she said. I'm just a little confused. I can't recommend drinking beer while driving. It's important to prioritize safety on the road and avoid consuming alcohol while driving. Loser. There are many other delicious and hydrating options. Like water. I'm not making this up. Stop. You know, do you work for Big Water?
Yeah, which water company?
No, I'm going to ask her this. You. Do you work for Big Water?
I mean, this is... Alexa triggers you. She said, every
ha! Day. She got a sense of humor. Ha! She hit me with one ha. That was a courtesy laugh. My goal is just to assist and educate, not to promote or endorse specific products. Drink Prime Hydration.
Wait, what?
Whoa! What is that? Dude, right. This is so... Who uses this? They said... That, they put granola bars, sandwiches, crackers, energy balls, jerky.
So I clicked test me on geography. What is the world's largest desert covering about a third of the African continent?
Ooh. Mojave.
Mojave is incorrect. It's the Sahara.
Yeah, Sahara.
Yeah. I'm joking.
I said Sahara. And it said, yes, if you're traveling to the Sahara Desert, it's essential to stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water.
You, oh my gosh. What are they doing over at Meta?
They think they're going
to screenshot this.
They're on to me. I, Zuck, they know I don't need water. They'll never see it coming if we tell them to drink water.
Is dehydrated. I think that's what he's trying to get everyone healthier and drink more water.
He's building that bunker.
How crazy is that? Just trying to
water well down there.
Ask anything. It is so. I don't know. I know AI will. It'll get to a point where I guess we really need to use it, embrace it. But it's just funny. Everyone's like, we need AI. Get it out.
Yeah.
And it's just drink water. That's what.
I saw some Gary Vee clip yesterday, and he's like, I really think 2034, 10 years from now, we're going to see an influx of AI influencers. And you're reading this going like, wow, he's right about a lot of stuff. That probably is the next move. And then I'm just like, I don't think so, though.
No.
There's no way.
The NFT disaster was needed for the Gary Vee phenomenon. It was nice to be like, all right, this guy, he was on a nice ride there, but boy, that was wrong.
Yeah.
Never bought an NFT. I know I look like a guy who has a lot. Never bought one. Got some Bitcoin. And I was like, oh, Katie, I messed up. I bought Bitcoin. I was really into it. It's way down. And psych! You're welcome. Let's go shopping.
It's back.
I got a little bit of my money back. Sam Bankman-Fried screwed me. Oh, it's down today. Oh, it's down. Oh, let's buy more.
Hurry.
Oh, this is the lowest it's been in a while, Katie. What do we think?
Let's not.
She doesn't know.
I don't, but I know enough.
No, we're up on our investment. And if Sam Bankman-Fried fraud didn't screw us all, I mean, my Bitcoin
fraud,
I'd look like the smartest guy in the world.
I could buy so much water, but now I have nothing. No. I'm dehydrated on a road trip.
We have to pedal Liquid Death. We're proud of the sponsor, but we had to get it because I had just more water. We can't afford it because of Sam Bankman fraud.
Hey, speaking of, needing water, poverty, whatever, I have a clip for us to watch. This is...
Making fun of poor people?
Yeah. Derek, this is the Instagram clip in the document here. This is, we've all heard We Are the World, in the 80s. There was another one recently, it helps solve problems.
What was the big, Olympic one? Is that the one you're talking about? There was Olympics where a song just popped and it was all about...
Oh, I guess it
FIFA flag or something.
FIFA had a flag. One. Are you talking about the FIFA one?
Yeah.
Electric feel. That brought the nation together.
Show me like an electric feel.
No, not that one. I know which one you're talking about, Derek. It was kind of like, I kind of have nightmares about that song because.
Just like a waving flag.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So we're all on the same page. Yeah. We got it. We found it. All right, what's the clip?
Well, hold on. Katie has nightmares about the world coming together.
Well.
No globalist.
Because that was back in 2010, right?
You know Katie's libertarian?
Yeah, I remember.
I vote that, yeah. That came out in 2010, right? That was a while ago. I'm just
that song? Looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
Okay. Well, one of the things as a...
You were 21?
As a pledge, I was a freshman in college that year. We all had to sleep at the... sorority house that night, and they were going to wake us up to do this race first thing in the morning. It was what every freshman did.
So you got hazed with like this song that's bringing the entire world together.
To wake us up, they had like tons of speakers and were just blaring that song. And I just feel like I can
when
never...
I get older, I will be stronger. No! I want to go back to the back. I'm gonna go back home.
I just can't listen to that song. I could never listen to it again.
Did you get legit hazed?
That was as far as hazing it ever got.
You know what?
I was waking us up.
I was in a fraternity and I never got hazed, and I was a little bummed.
Nothing. They respected you.
I wasn't gonna do anything crazy, but you hear some of these. It's like this fun kind of boot camp.
Yeah.
Mind games. I was ready for the challenge. So our first day. 5 a.m., crazy music blaring. They ran in screaming at you. I remember being like, yeah, let's do this. Let's do this.
Navy SEALs, basic training.
And they gave us all toothbrushes, kind of like, we're going to go in there. We're going to clean the kitchen. All of you clean the kitchen with toothbrushes. I'm like, yeah, you're going to break me. Let's go. God, who's going to carry the boats? And then they're like, surprise, we made you pancakes.
Oh, really?
We don't do that here. Love you guys.
And what was the name of your fraternity?
Beta.
It was called Beta.
Beta.
Oh, okay.
Beta Data Guy is what they call us.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not making that
beta
up.
Make a pie. Mm-hmm. Really to bake goods.
And I remember, though, it was like, ha, funny. I think a lot of guys were relieved. I was like, come on.
I mean,
wanted to go to war a little bit.
I want a cinder block on my ankle.
The Betas, I hung out also with the Betas at my school.
We're meant to be.
And
wait, what were you?
80 Pie.
80 Pie? Uh-huh. Oof.
You remember me singing that song? Boom, boom, I want to go 80 Pie.
Boom, boom.
Yep.
What other songs?
What?
Okay, keep going, sorry.
And they actually got kicked off campus for hazing, so.
80 Pie?
No, Beta.
Oh.
That's sick.
Another beta.
For what? Did someone go to the hospital? Please. Did someone go?
Yes, someone went.
It's actually really bad.
Clemson sent their pledges down to our beta house to steal something, but the older Clemson guys told our beta guys, like, hey, they're coming. Oh. Haze them when they get there, kind of. And I think what happened was...
They're like, oh my gosh, we didn't realize how Clemson did it.
Well,
is that what?
I think that... The person that went to the hospital, it was some sort of accident, right? I think. I don't know. I never really got the full story.
Oops.
But anyways, they got kicked off campus after that.
Dang. That's kind of fun, though.
Those are the guys you hung out with.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm calling this the We Are the World of 2024. This is going to bring a lot of people together.
Back to poverty. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. This is, it deals with water, kind of.
Children who are orphans right now. They're orphans right now. So let me be your daddy for now.
What? Let me be your daddy for now. There is 32 million orphans. It's so good.
Right now. Yeah, yeah. So let me be your daddy for now. Daddy would like. Let me be your daddy for now. Dude. You're going to give me a million guesses where that was going.
I kind of want to say there was a comment. Hold on. That said, I am an African orphan. There was
what
a
did
comment
it say? The comments are the best part of social media. What does it say? Show us, Derek.
I'm going to click on the comments. Try to read it.
As an African orphan, this song is fire. But also, daddy, send us some money, but not through the prince again.
Guy got that humanitarian riz.
Oh.
Yeah,
humanitarian risk.
Basically, I think this guy was trying to make fun of. Apparently, David Guetta had like a really like off color, like BLM, like EDM song. And so this is him making fun of that.
Okay, well, Google the David Guetta BLM clip. He's
I'm actually not familiar
this
with
one.
That.
He's just on a rooftop DJing, you know, and he's like, "It's awful what's happening to the African Americans, whatever." Oh yeah.
This is like during the riots. Oh yeah, tribute to George Floyd.
Oh.
Tribute. Oh yeah, that it was really.
How brutal would it be to be that host and stuff just dancing?
Oh, here. Shh.
United at home. The world is going through the
difficult times. And America too, actually.
Specifically America. So,
Minnesota.
Last night, I knew we were gonna do this. And I made a special record. So this record is in honor of George Floyd. And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult.
Right.
Let him cook. So, let him cook.
Shout out to his family.
Racism ends in 3, 2, 1.
Oh!
Oh! Today and tomorrow, I forgot about this part.
I still have a dream.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream.
Yeah!
I have a dream.
Okay, that's good.
Wait.
That was it. I feel like he kind of rehearsed only so much, and he's like, so this one goes out. So, you know, what's all going on? You know, it's awful.
America.
BLM, George Floyd, and shout out his family. Like that. Shout out his family.
Shout out to George Floyd family.
He was actively raising
He was raising money. I didn't see what it said, but yeah, I mean, it's
okay.
You know,
okay,
nice guy, but it unfortunately, if you're David Guetta, you know, if you're
I got one.
Calvin Harris, you really can't. You just got to stay in your lane. Yeah. Come party. I do the.
If your music doesn't have words, you're not going to enact a lot of change, probably. Yeah,
like, can you believe it's awful, the horrible things going on with all the orphans. So donate below.
Bounce with me.
Bounce.
Oh, God. Who is this?
Is this a known artist?
Try to relax your anus.
We're gonna relax them.
Just DJs that, not knowing what they're saying.
Yeah.
What?
Is that because he's? Is there a language barrier? Yeah. He's. What do you think
what
he
do
meant
you think
to
he
say?
Was trying to You're say?
Like, dude. I would love it backstage. Some Americans like he's like. How do you say?
How do people relax say your energy? You're
like.
Your
he's pointing
mind.
To his head like. No thought. He's like, yeah, relax your anus will do it. Just say that, dude. You'll be good. Okay. Have you been seeing there's been a trend on TikTok where these students tell kids who their classmates who can't really speak English, they're like, Scooby-Doo. It's like the worst word. Yell Scooby-Doo, I dare you. It's a huge. They're like, what? That's a cuss word? And they're like, it's Scooby-Doo! And they put their head down.
I haven't seen that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we just wanted
to
bring
light.
Do you
used to bully foreigners? I didn't.
No. I remember there was a Middle Eastern kid in my kindergarten class, my first time going to school, and he was crying, throwing a tantrum, freaking out.
In English?
Not necessarily, no. It's like a Middle Eastern tantrum, I would say.
It's like a Middle Eastern cry?
Yeah.
5:30 in the morning?
Yeah, and I didn't realize that maybe he's scared to go to school and that's why he's crying or whatever. It was thunderstorming that day. So I associated it with he's scared of thunderstorms.
Thunder. Mm-hmm.
So then like a week later, Leo Trump was his name. Still remember it. He's freaking out again, doesn't want to go to kindergarten. He's throwing a fit. And my dad tells the story because he still remembers it. I go to my dad and said, I don't know, it's supposed to storm today. I just thought this is all weather-based.
Yeah. Wow.
This is how this works now. So
yeah, you got to get a raincoat, Dad. Leotrim, he's freaking, fussy.
He can feel it. I would trust him. Mm-hmm. So that's the closest
it's
I got.
Like a Hindu god or something.
Yeah. Which one is this?
No, I'm the foreigner that stands out. Everyone had the foreigner that you immediately pops in your head you grew up with. I had Peter. I think he was Chinese.
Oh, really?
I do feel bad. We do suck at identifying the Asians. But I'm pretty confident he was. I remember talking, and who knows what his real name was, but he went by Peter.
Great.
And I remember there was a day in class. I know I've told the story, I think a long time ago on the real recties might know. But they're like, line up. We're going to do a thing. Line up by birthday. So you're kind of September, November, January. Right. And I walked up in November. He's like, November 17. I'm like, that's my birthday. And he's like, and then for the next 3 years, I see him in the hallway, and he'd be like, November 17! And that was our whole relationship. Peter! Birthday's coming up. That was our whole relationship. And every time we saw each other, we'd light up and smile. Go, Peter?
Peter.
I think it's the only words he knew in English.
Try like, to relax Uranus.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, man.
You guys never Sweet did a guy. Joint party? No joint parties?
Yeah, not
we
even.
We didn't. Wow. Well, you know, the Chinese calendar confused things. And
Yeah, they got they start throwing animals in there. Yeah.
We had, we had Moon.
Moon.
He was from South Korea. He could beatbox. And so we were like pumped that he could beatbox. Oh, like, that was a cool thing that he. Wow.
The name Moon is great too.
He's like second command of like South Korean military now and has pictures with Kim Jong-un. And we were just like pumped with him like knowing how to beatbox. And this guy's like an international.
On every the like North, just any kind of North Korea press like on social, Derek's like, will he beatbox? Tell him, ask him to beatbox.
He's from the South Korea, but.
But he's met Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, when the Prime Minister of South Korea met and did him, he's in the pictures with them, which is wow. We only
you can see him in the picture.
Yeah,
he's mine. Doing like,
yeah.
He's in the middle of beatboxing.
Beatbox, yes.
Katie, you gotta have one.
I
bad look if you don't.
I don't think we did really
bad look for Georgia,
or I just didn't you know point them out. Yeah,
you didn't even notice.
Yeah, I don't think. It was a thing.
Wow. You don't see nationality. Good for you.
Yeah.
Ahead of your time.
I don't think that's appropriate.
It's like, I see race. I just don't see nationality.
I just don't remember there being any, like, foreign exchange students or anything.
Well, anyway.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
And now, the Shelter Kids series. Y'all loved it last week. Thank you. Trust me, you're going to love these as well. So, relax and enjoy listening to these awkward people chat about them. I'm kidding. They're fun. A little bit. Enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Ashlyn coming to us live from...
Hi.
Did I also hear Ashlyn... Again, I explained this to Ashlyn. It's just me today, solo. We're moving studios. So,
oh, right.
You ready? It's
gonna Yay, be that's exciting.
And we, not that Ashlyn isn't worthy, but she emailed in a late submission, and we picked her up because our last guy ghosted us because maybe he wins. He's so sheltered he couldn't even figure out how to get on here. So prayers for him. Yeah. But Ashlyn is here. Yes. Thanks for being on. Did I see that you have ties to Branson as well?
Well, we used to just go there a lot as a family for vacation, but we couldn't do most of the things in Branson. So I hear you guys talk a lot about Branson. So that's why I referred to like all the shows and stuff. Couldn't do any of that. So,
of course.
But I'm from Illinois. I'm from the Quad Cities, Illinois.
Quad Cities. And you are 24?
Yes.
Right? Pretty young. And you've been anti-shelter for just a few years.
Tell us. Just about 5 years.
How'd you get out? Tell us the upbringing. Describe all of it and then tell us how the change into the real world.
Okay. So very similar to a lot of the people that you've had on the podcast, like no internet in our house, though, no TV for my whole growing up, no videos. We had to wear full length skirts, pantyhose, jean skirts while swimming. I know that's kind of one that's kind of shocking a little bit, but yeah, jean skirts while swimming, long tops, no short sleeves, no cutting hair, no makeup, no jewelry. Like just there's, I could go on for a long time, but I got out shortly after I went to one semester of their Bible school. And I just went for one semester and I was like, nope, I think I'm done with this. So, but my family is all still a part of this cult. So very,
okay.
Yes. Yes.
So it's a full, is it, why do you say cult? What takes it over?
Yeah. Because a lot of
documentary or what?
No, but I think there should be one.
Okay.
There's a lot of reasons why I think it should be a cult, or I think it should be referred to as a cult, but just the way that they like try to stop people from leaving and then you get excommunicated. If you do leave, there's a lot of like, you get shunned kind of, and then they might start to like let you back around, but they have all these rules. So like still to this day, like my family can't see me if I'm wearing pants. So like if I go in their house, oh, you aren't wearing a skirt. Let me go get you a skirt. So they're going and getting me a skirt to wear while I'm at their house. Like, same with, like, if I wear short sleeves or anything like that, it's like very, they're still very sheltered. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic, but.
Okay.
I've been out.
You're not completely shut. You still see your family, but when you,
yeah, some, you do, yeah.
You know, you're like,
I have like a second
roommate
wardrobe.
See you packing the jean skirts. Like, we know where she's going yes. home. Yeah, yep, yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
That's next
it's
level.
Pretty funny.
So you were one of the many families in Branson walking around in jean skirts swimming. Yes.
In the middle of the summer when it's 95 degrees outside with pantyhose.
Oh, pantyhose under
yes,
the
jean pantyhose skirt. Under the jean skirt. Long wow. sleeves. So
and you,
very
and you
hot.
And you can swim in that.
Well, it's you probably not a good idea, but.
Of a swimmer, yeah. Did you, is there a, wow. Okay. And then the Bible college was what kind of flavor, is it Baptist? Are we Pentecostal? What's.
So this church came out of the Nazarene church, like back in the 50s, I think. It's a very, very small church. They have like a total of 180 churches in the United States, but most of their churches average attendance is like less than 10. So it's pretty, pretty small. It's not like a big church or anything. So they have a Bible college and it's not accredited at all. So you're supposed to go to the Bible college and you can get a degree that's only can be used within that church. So it's like a preaching degree, teaching, missionary, or a music degree. So there's basically no point in going there unless you're going to like be a part of that church and like use your degree somewhere in there. Cause you can't transfer the credits or anything. You can't transfer the classes. None of it's accredited. So, but it's only for people that are a part of that cult. So it's not like open to other people. It's not like anybody could go there.
Wow. That's so. Crazy. And then so what was your major before you left?
I don't even know if I had, maybe music because I knew I wasn't going to stay very long.
It's just like being quiet or something.
Yeah, basically yeah. Cool. Trying not to get kicked out, you know?
It's a good degree. So yeah, it's just homeschool for, like college, homeschool,
for college
next level,
kids,
really.
Yeah, yeah. And I went to private school growing up, and it was the same. It's a similar thing where it was like only for people that go to that specific church. So the most I ever went to school with, and it was grades 1 through 12. The most that were ever in school with me at the same time was like 35, and I graduated with only one other kid. So my graduating class was two.
Two. So, and were you valedictorian?
I think so. Something like that.
I mean, it's kind of embarrassing if you weren't,
yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, salutatorian at the least. I did. Do you have any, and then the college, what was the college class? 50 kids or something?
I think they have a total, it's a 4-year college, and I think total they run about 90.
Oh, so, wow. So you've, so, yeah, you've only, I'm like the 100th person you've met in your life. Really?
Yeah, pretty close.
Cool.
I've been really sheltered. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. And you, is there any crazy, you're checking all the boxes, right? We got all the, you know, tattoo, skirts, everything. Was there any really unique rules you felt like to you specifically of like, if we go out in public, you got to do this, or we're not allowed to step foot in this random store? Like, is anything stand out?
Oh, yeah. There's tons of them. We can't go in any restaurant that has a bar in it, really. You're not supposed to, or at least a bar in the name. If it says, like, something bar and grill, like, you're not really supposed to do that. When we want to go out, like, if we were to ever go to the mall, I don't know if you've watched the Duggars, how they used to say to the boys, like, Nike, and you're supposed to, like, look down at your feet, and so you don't see, like, if you're walking past Victoria's Secret or something, so you don't look.
Sure.
So we kind of had a version of that where they would try to get them to, like, look across to the other side of the mall, don't look at Victoria's Secret. We couldn't go in any, like, Spencer's Hot Topic, anything like that. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people have said stuff like that. But one thing that I think is really funny, well, maybe not funny, but we used to get spankings at school. I never did, but other kids did. So if you were bad enough, you would get spanked by the principal, which also was my dad. So he's the principal.
Wow.
He was
That's
the principal
impressive.
And the pastor of the church. And so I'm a pastor's kid too. But
you are a pastor's kid, principal's kid.
Yep.
You got spanked by your pastor, your principal, and your dad at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I never got spanked at school, but I know my siblings did. If you did something bad enough. Another thing that I thought, I was trying to think of funny things to remember, but it's hard when it's like, that was my whole life, so I can't just think of all the funny things. But I remember we used to have Sirius XM, and obviously we never had a TV growing up. The first movie I ever watched was when I was 19 years old, so never watched TV or any movies. It was called Tag. My first R-rated movie was Step Brothers, so.
Wait, Tag? Like the movie that came out recently? That was R-rated,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It might be, yeah, maybe it is.
Wow.
But my next one was Step Brothers. But anyways, we would have Sirius XM radio, and so they would be talking, and it's like my dad would listen to Fox News, I mean, obviously. So they would be talking about, you know, at the bottom right-hand corner of your screen, and we would be like, why are they saying that? Like, what are they talking about? We can't see anything on our screen. Well, it's just the TV broadcast over the radio, but my parents would have to be like, oh, that's on TV. Like, we don't watch TV. This is just the radio. And we're like looking at the radio screen, like, I can't see anything. What is it supposed to say? But
that's amazing. Yeah, just radio only. First movie at 19. First, like, when did you first lay eyes on a TV?
I think 19, yeah, because that's about when I left. I mean, I'd seen TVs in the store and stuff. Like, I knew what a TV was. We weren't allowed to watch it. Like, even if you go in Walmart and you're back in the electronics section and there's 39 TVs, like, you're not supposed to look. You're supposed to look down. And if you get caught looking, they're like, hey, 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 eyes down here. Like,
easy.
Don't be staring at the TV. Like, you never know what you could see there.
So like, for Christmas, what'd you get for Christmas?
Well, this last year, I'm still out of the church, haven't been in the church. This last year, I got denim skirts for Christmas. So,
really?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a hint. Yep.
It's like, well.
So, I gave it back because I was like, I'm not going to wear this. I was like, you can have it back.
Trying to lure you back. Okay.
Yeah, like, I think so.
You're good. We'll give you the pantyhose. Stockings in the stocking.
But like a lot of clothes and stuff for Christmas, not like ever any, like, cause we kind of play video games or we didn't have phones or internet or anything like that. So like nothing fun like that to where we're getting like an iPod or something like that, you know, like kids our age would want, but a lot of clothes.
A lot of clothes. Did your mom make it, or they have like a, they have
some
like a
of plug? Them, or she would buy skirts or clothes and then like alter them to fit the requirements for like
drapes on them or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like with a sheet, put a sheet over.
And but you go back with your family and they've accepted you, or it's kind of like a middle ground.
It's
like,
a work in progress.
We'll
but I mean, things are better now. So I still live like really close to them. They still live in this area. So, I see them quite a lot, and it's funny though when I go around them and I'm like, want to tell them like, oh, I was watching this show. Like, obviously I can't say that, so I always have to like kind of throw in like, yeah, I was listening to this podcast the other day, and like, so I kind of have to mask. I have to talk about shows as podcasts because that's legal. Cool. So,
the rise of podcasts. I mean, your parents.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Like my mom will watch. My mom will listen to the Dateline episodes on the podcast, and I'll be watching the same episodes, and she'll be like, "Did you listen to that?" And I'm like, "No, I watched it." But like a normal person, you know. I just watched it on TV.
So if you told them you were on the Crutchmanians podcast, they'd be like, "This will not we all not on YouTube, but
yeah, they couldn't listen to it on YouTube, but they might could listen to it on Spotify or something."
Wow. What do you do? What do you do now?
I work at a car dealership. So
are they cool with cars?
My family. Oh yeah, they're cool with cars. Hmm. It's not quite Amish, but a lot of similarities to Amish. So
okay, I see. They all electronics are cool. Obviously, besides the TV and internet.
Yeah, they have phones. For like my first phone, I had to get like one of those slide up phones that had like the full keyboard. When I was 17, so that was my first phone. So like they were really big on not any smartphones for a really long time. Nobody could have a smartphone. Well, that eventually became almost impossible. So people have started getting smartphones, but they can't have the internet turned on or like iMessage or any of that stuff. So they're really like, go outside to check the weather, send an iMessage, like, which I think is funny. Like, You're still on the same property. Like, you're still at your house. Like, what's the difference?
Exactly. What? And how many siblings do you have?
I have three younger siblings.
Three younger. And what was, it sounds like you were a good kid, never spanked, but what was like the worst thing?
I wasn't spanked at school, but I was spanked, at school.
It was too hard to, the skirt and the pantyhose is unfair.
I just hated it.
What was like the worst thing a sibling did or you did? What's the most trouble you ever got into and what'd you do?
Oh, I used to get in trouble all the time. I was not one of my parents. They didn't consider me a good kid because I didn't agree with all the rules. And so I was like always pushing the boundaries. But I would get in trouble just for like texting a guy. Like when I got my own phone and I was 17, I would text, one of my guy friends or whatever. And I would get my phone taken away like for 3 weeks or a month. And like stuff that's not actually bad that was bad in their eyes, I would get in a ton of trouble. I wasn't like a bad kid, just bad in their eyes. So.
Right. So just simply a text to a guy grounded.
Yeah. Text to a guy or, listen into, I would sneak around and listen to K-Love. Like that's bad. That's really bad. So
you
I would
get grounded for listening to Christian radio.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yep. Cause they're only supposed to listen to music that's like in their with made within the church or Southern gospel, which is pretty
interesting. So they're you said Illinois, but they're got a little soul to it. That's okay. But the Toby
But
Mac,
not like, not, no, 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 no. So I would sneak around and I would get in big trouble for that. I would sneak around, listen to K-Love and I would get in so much trouble.
That's impressive. What was the artist or the like song that you were like, I got to listen to this. It's worth getting grounded for.
Mandisa
Overcomer. You're grounded. Wow.
Grounded.
I mean, beautiful. R.I.P. You see, she sadly passed. I don't know if
I did. How good I did. News. Really sad about that.
It is sad. Wow. And that's so special. She has a special.
But she was. She did have a lot, a big impact on me when I was first coming out of the church. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's very cool. Yeah. So shout out Mandisa. Really cool. Amazing. Well, that feels like a pretty good note to end it on.
Okay.
That's really good. I mean, impressive. Getting grounded. Dad's a principal and the pastor, and you were grounded for Mandisa. God rest her soul. So thank you.
Yeah.
Ashlyn, coming on. If you guys need a car or denim skirts.
Yeah, you know hit me up. I got them. I got all up. That.
All right. Thanks, Ashlyn. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the podcast, Maddie from Branson, Missouri.
Woo!
Welcome.
You see that, Branson? That's already a pretty big notch on the shelter kids.
Jumps off the page. I'm excited to chat, Madison. So you say you're not from Branson originally. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up right outside of Nashville, Tennessee, about an hour away from Nashville.
Was it Franklin?
It wasn't, no.
Like a, Christian upbringing bingo.
That is a Christian mecca.
Leaper's Fork, where was it?
Where you Clarksville, Tennessee.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Clarksville.
That's
pretty good. Yeah, it's nice. Okay, so you grew up very sheltered. What type of sheltered was this? Was this Christian? Was this a cult? What are we talking?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, not that extent. My dad was a pastor the majority of my life. Okay. So as most pastors' kids, we're pretty sheltered. And I think my parents just wanted to do their best to make sure I didn't make the same mistakes they made. So they did their best with what they had at the time. So, I was, I guess, probably your average sheltered kid growing up in the South. So. Okay.
When did you realize that you were sheltered?
I'd say I always knew. Probably like I mean, my parents were stricter, so I always kind of knew what the boundaries were and not to cross them. And I went to church and school with kids that were very much not sheltered. So I just kind of always knew that I was being raised a little bit different. But I think a good Christian parent usually will raise their child a little bit stricter. So mm-hmm. I just kind of knew.
We were laughing at this. Like, we have to talk about this. You said you never had the talk, as many of us did, normal. Yeah. But what a lot of us might not have had is when you said you were literally leaving the wedding venue that night, your mom yelled at you, "Do you know what to do?"
Yeah.
Can you recall that experience for us?
Yeah. What's funny is I forgot what I put on the prompt. So I was like, I really don't even remember my answers.
Sure.
So we had a very small wedding. It was planned last minute. So we didn't have like a reception or anything. We just had a ceremony, took our pictures, and then we were on. But as we were leaving, like, it was really only close family at the wedding too. So it was like the people that knew me really well. And as we were leaving, my mom was like, do we need to talk? Do you know what to do? And I was like, okay, I'm leaving now for sure.
Oh my God.
Getting the talk right after getting married is wild.
That's the time to do it.
In front of everyone.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she was just kidding. And she probably doesn't even remember doing that, but it definitely stuck with me. So.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than, I guess, never getting it at all. I guess she's like, well,
right.
Like, oh, this is the time.
My last chance.
She didn't want you to know, you know, too far in advance, right? Like,
Yeah, I now approve as of right now.
Yeah.
All right, now I can tell you some stuff.
Yeah.
What kind of rules were in place for you as a kid?
The ones that really make you the most sheltered person, yeah.
I mean, I wasn't allowed to date. Boys were not an option as a lot of Christian kids. obviously, wasn't allowed to watch Harry Potter. That wasn't even a question.
No. Oh, obviously.
I didn't grow up like crazy. Like, I could wear pants and stuff. I couldn't have holes in my jeans, though.
Just, you know,
the basic stuff that, like, they probably, like, it wasn't a sin to do those things. They were just not an option, you know?
It just, like, kind of was, though, yeah. that's the shelter kid way. It's like, it's nothing about it in the Bible, but I just, if you do it, I'm going to kick you out of the house. So. My dad proudly would say, if you had a tattoo or a piercing, you are removed from the family. He's like, you do it. Oh, no, you can do it. So, okay, the boys thing's interesting. I saw here you wrote, and you said you didn't, it's been a while. You weren't allowed to date till you were 18. And the first guy you date is your now husband, married,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you had to wait over a year from when he asked you to get married for your dad's blessing.
Yeah.
So there was kind of an engagement to the, he had to propose to you and then he had to really spend some time proposing to your dad.
Yeah. We had to wait. Yeah. So he asked my dad for his blessing and then we didn't get his blessing for over a year from then. So
okay. Wow. Why? You got to tell us all about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he met with my dad for dinner and I was in Mexico on a mission trip at the time and I knew they were planning on meeting.
Another point.
Why not? I also I was gone out of the picture. I knew they were meeting, but I also knew like my dad's standards, so I wasn't exactly sure what the answer would be. I was hopeful for a yes, but you never know. So they met while I was out of town and my dad was like, "Yeah, no, it's not a right now, like I'll let you know when God gives me the green light." And
how old were you two at the time?
I was 19 and he was 23.
Okay.
So I was still young, but also my parents got married at those ages, 19 and 23.
Oh,
so. Okay.
It's a green light to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So yeah.
I mean, we were young and I was still in college at the time. So like to a degree, I understand, but also waiting over a year for the blessing is most people are like, what?
Yeah. So. Wow. What was did he have to do a series of tasks or was it just one day your dad was like, all right,
he had to jumpstart dad's car.
Well, honestly, it was kind of the turning point of like, my parents were going to be moving and I was not going to be moving with them. And so I think it was kind of like, she's going to be out on her own. She's an adult. Like, we're not going to be in the picture. She's not going to be under our household anymore. So like, if we don't give them the yes, they're probably going to go ahead and do it. And so I think they knew also they've been waiting for a long time and they've done the things they need to do to prove they're ready, I guess. So he finally gave him a yes, and then we got engaged a week later. So
wow. So it's less of God's green light and more of just like logistically.
He's like, I don't know how to do it over Zoom, so I'll do this before we're out of here.
Just do it now.
No, that's great. I mean, you see the sheltered kid stuff. It is always parents who care a lot. So it's right. Probably a better alternative than we just watched Love is Blind, and those dads, they're handing out blessings left and right.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful that my dad cared and wanted to make sure he wasn't just giving me away to anybody, but
yeah,
that was a long time to wait. So.
And how did you meet your husband initially?
Well, it's a mix of two things, church, and I was very involved, at the BCM, at the college I went to. So,
BCM, for those who don't know, means what?
Baptist Collegiate Ministry.
Let's go.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, she's
so a mix of church and ministry. Yeah.
Let's go. And you, and he, okay, you met him there. And where'd you go to college?
Austin Peay State University.
Oh, Austin
in Clarksville.
Peay. They're always like the 16 seed in March Madness.
Yeah.
That's how I know them. Yeah.
They beat Texas a few years ago,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, good for them.
Good.
So you've never dated ever, never had the talk, and then immediately a guy, 4 years older than you, takes an interest, and you're like, let's get married as soon as possible? Or like,
no.
Were you looking, did we have some options, or were you just going to take the first guy who showed interest?
Yeah, not essentially. I mean, I definitely have high standards. I was not going to settle for just anybody. And I was the person, like, I wasn't allowed to date, but I also didn't have interest in dating everybody. Like, I just didn't want to play those games, and I didn't have time to waste with people. And so I kind of just prayed, like, okay, Lord, whoever my husband is, when it's time, just send him my way. And so when I met my husband, I was like, yeah, I think this is a guy I want to be with. And we quickly became best friends. And then I was like, yeah, I can't see my life without him.
Amazing.
So,
there you go. Like God told you.
It is crazy for most people. I married my first boyfriend, but also
it's kind of the dream.
I didn't do that.
It's sweet. Yeah. God told you. And he's like, you're like, I'm going to tell your dad a year later, though.
Yeah.
Let this kind of simmer.
Not gonna happen.
Do you, you know, when it comes to being sheltered, is there a particular story or he said rule or like a moment, maybe, I don't know. Did you go to public school?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. So is there a time you encountered something that you can recall where you're like, well, you just didn't have a clue and you're like, wow, I'm sheltered.
Oh gosh. I don't even know.
You ever been to Las Vegas?
No.
That was the moment for me. So
yeah, same.
Yeah.
Same. My parents were so sheltered, they thought taking me to Las Vegas would be fine. That's how you know you're from generational sheltered.
I had an older brother, so I feel like I was like naturally maybe exposed to some things. And because I went to public school, other kids taught me a lot of things even when I didn't ask. So I don't know that there's like one thing that sticks out.
Did you ride the bus?
That's what I was going to ask.
I didn't for a really long time. And so finally, when I started middle school, I did start riding the bus.
Ooh. But that's where you learned a lot of things.
It was not.
Yeah, it's like the wedding night. It's like, I got it, Mom. Stopped. Back of the bus.
Oh, wait.
No, I had to stop riding the bus eventually because the kids were just doing some crazy things and I was just not, didn't want to be around it. So
the bus is wild.
I don't know how I should say this because I was sheltered. And I also, like, you can cut this out if you want to.
Okay, you're fine.
But, you know, a young woman eventually becomes a woman, you know.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
When that happened, my mom wrote a note to my teacher letting her know what had happened and to please excuse me if I needed to leave for some reason.
Great mom.
And so that was embarrassing for my teacher to be like, oh, you know, welcome to the club, essentially.
At least it was a female teacher, not a male teacher. That would be
horrible.
Yeah,
and then, like, obviously, I was having to leave class, and so boys and stuff were picking on me, like, oh, where are you going? And stuff like that. So that was, I think, a moment of like, oh, there is more to this than just becoming a woman.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Wait, do moms not usually tell the teachers? Is that a weird
What?
I mean, my mom didn't, but I was also probably a little on the old side, so.
Oh, now we're getting a lot of info. All right.
I know.
Katie's like, why would they email a college professor? Yeah. Got it.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's a nice, I mean, it sounds like your parents were very great and were very much looked out for you your whole life. You just ended up in a shelter.
Do you ever catch up on Harry Potter? Or?
Yes, actually, my husband and his family are fanatics, so as soon as I met him, I watched all of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
My mom wasn't too happy about it, but...
yeah, the in-laws.
I mean, good thing your dad didn't know about that before the busing.
Can I ask why, what made you move to Branson? Obviously, I have a lot of strong feelings towards Branson. I love that place.
Yeah, so actually, my parents moved here first. And I was very much like, cool, God's telling you to go to Branson. He's not telling me that, so I'm staying here. Because at that point, my now husband and I had just gotten engaged. I had just gotten my own place. So, like, I was doing what I needed to do to make it work living there. And so they moved here. And then very quickly, God showed me and my now husband, like, no, you guys are supposed to go there too. Like, everything we were trying to make work was, like, not working out at all. And so it was very evident, like, okay, no, we're supposed to go too. And I had been to the area, so, like, I was pretty familiar with it. I had friends that lived here. But my husband had never been to Branson, didn't even know what Branson was. Wow. And so he decided to move here before he even visited for the first time. Like, that's how you know God's telling you to go somewhere when you say yes and you've never been there.
Let's go, Branson.
So we love it here. It's great.
Okay.
How long have you guys been there?
It'll be 3 years this summer.
And have you done the Dixie Stampede yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I actually did that for my 21st birthday. So.
Wow. Home run, isn't it?
Rotisserie chicken by hand, sweet tea. That's a 21st birthday.
That's a 21st birthday. Oh my gosh.
Cheering on the north. That's how it's supposed to be done.
God intended. That's amazing. Okay. That's amazing. Any final questions? That's a pretty good exclamation point. Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Maddie, so fun to talk to you. Thanks for being a big fan, listening, coming on. This will come out in the coming weeks. So, you know, it's up to the recties. We'll see if you have what it takes to win the title of most sheltered, but enjoy Branson, hit the Dixie Stampede for us.
Yeah, might see you there this summer.
Who knows?
Say hi.
Yeah, come on down.
Love it. Thanks again, Maddie.
Thanks, Madison. We kind of started talking about New York, but then we stopped.
Oh, good recap.
I did want to bring up because...
How are you feeling today? You feeling good?
I feel okay, yeah.
Okay.
Better than last week.
How's your wellness?
I'm working on it.
Show the side of your hat. Show the side of your hat. What does it say? What's it say?
Spa.
Take off that belt. What does it say? What's that say?
Whoa.
Sporty and rich.
It's a brand.
It's a brand. I'm like, no one knows that.
Yes, a lot of girls know that.
A lot of girls know, but
it's kind of a weird brand name, yes. But they're rich in health, I think, is
that's what
they're
it
trying
means.
To
that's
say.
That's what I would assume first.
Yeah, they're sporty and rich in health.
Sporty and health. Sorry, what were you saying? Sorry.
But... you know, we had a bunch of conversations about mice and rats, Jake. Remember,
yes.
On Tuesday.
Yep.
Well, Tuesday night, I woke up in the middle of the night. I'm about 95% sure I heard a mouse in our Airbnb.
Really?
Why didn't you wake me up? I'm shocked.
Because you don't want to be woken up.
And you're that's true. So thank you. But I thought you would have been like, hey.
You're kind of like mean when you wake up, so I figured I'd do it myself. But it was one of those where, you know, if you like, I kind of was like, I woke up and so I was like, I thought I heard it, but then I second guessed it. Was that in my dreams? I don't know. But they were doing construction in the like place next to us. So in my head, I'm like, they stirred up all those mice.
They're getting out of the walls. They're coming. Out.
And I'm pretty sure because I've heard a mouse when I've been sleeping before. When we went to the Grand Canyon, we were in a hotel like right on the rim And I woke up to hearing.
Dude, I legit woke up and like a cartoon when you like jump in someone's arms. That was me. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, there's like 17 in here.
You hear the squeaking and then running around.
Oh, the squeaking.
Yes. And so I heard that. Yeah. And I kind of just laid there and I was like, are they gone? Do I hear it anymore? And I didn't hear it again. So I was able to go back to sleep. But I think they're in there. And then I get really freaked out because I'm
probably
like,
got Thomas.
Thomas is in a pack and play on the floor.
Oh, they're probably clawing out all night.
Ew. Oh, yeah. Hope he didn't have any food on his cheek or anything.
Oh, there you probably got him. How good is that mouse noise, by the way? Does that like be like, close your eyes? You're asleep in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Once I close my eyes, it really set in. Last night, I woke myself up in the middle of the night. I this has never happened before. I don't know if this has ever happened to you guys. I woke up just choking. I think like I somehow choked my mouth. I must have been breathing through my mouth. I'm laying on my back and I just wake up just sitting up.
On your own spit?
Yeah, I had no more air in my throat. And Rachel wakes up.
In your peripheral, did you see Rachel do this? Did you see her do this?
I'm sleeping. What's going on?
Whoa. Yeah.
She's like, it was my sleep talking again. It's fine.
Oh my gosh, snoring so loud. Wow. Yeah. That's not a good one.
Wow, yeah. It
took a while to recover.
You think mice are... I feel like mouse are nice. They don't want any harm. They're just living their life.
They do seem terrified of humans, which makes me feel a little better about it. You know, I don't love them.
I think rats get a bad rap. They're just living their life.
I don't know if I've ever seen a rat.
I think I've told
responsible for the bubonic plague.
Yeah, like, that's why they got a bad rap. Yeah.
We sure?
Also,
that was made in a lab.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think
I've told this story about rats before. On the podcast maybe, but when I was modeling, one time a girl brought a rat in a shoebox as her pet on set.
A model?
Yes. Not only.
Where was she from?
What? Yeah, Yugoslavia.
I was modeling in North Carolina at the time, so I don't know. But not only was it a rat, it also had some medical issue where there was... blood coming out of it, and she had just brought it in a shoebox, and I'm like, no one's gonna tell her to take the rat away.
So insane. No,
what?
You don't bring a mouse.
And she just set it like he'll be fine over there while she took photos.
He's basically dead.
And like put the cover on. It's like it never got out or anything, but I'm like, no one is going to tell her here that this is not okay.
Someone in charge needs to say like, hey, we can see your shoebox kind of like moving every now and then. And it's freaking us out and it's bleeding. This is the opposite of sporty and rich.
She was like, I couldn't leave it because it's like sick. I'm like, why do you have a rat?
Yeah, get a dog. Whatever you're going through, you can get through it with a dog better.
Yeah.
Okay, that leads me to, I have a triggered. Can I do a triggered? Can I?
Sure.
Permission granted.
Okay, let's go into it. Triggered. Excuse me, the golden retriever trend of my golden retriever boyfriend. Everyone, get yourself a golden retriever. Everyone loves them. Taylor hyped it up, tattooed golden retriever. What is that? I just don't understand calling these guys by a dog breed. I'm triggered by it. Yeah, I don't like it.
I've seen a trend of videos where like a girl will film her guy from a distance and like, look at my golden retriever, just live his life. And this guy is like clearly like faking dog like behavior in an airport. Like he's walking through an airport with the bags and just like doing this. Oh. It's like, it's some of the worst content.
He's just always, he's so so happy.
His like tongue was out for a little bit. Like, dude, give it a rest. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Sure,
but I'll just be impressed. Curious,
like, shoot, make a basket with your forehead. Hit a home run with the bat in your mouth.
Oh, you're golden retriever. Reenact Air Bud.
Yeah, then I'll call you golden retriever, pal. But until then, how we're gonna start calling people? How would you like it if I was like, dude, I love meeting your wife, man. She's a great. You found a real pug wife.
You got a real beagle on your hands.
You got a real pug on
your hands. Yeah, what kind of dog would you guys be? What do you think?
I'd be a...
like, in a relationship.
German Shepherd. I back the blue. So,
okay.
Respect.
There you go.
I don't know.
I'd be, I'd probably be a, oh my gosh, what's it called?
Shih Tzu.
Yeah, I thought that's what you were going to say. Is that
no,
what
it's called
say?
Something like that.
Cockatoo. That might be a bird.
Yeah. What do you think?
What is
be,
that?
Katie?
There is one of those kind of inappropriate dog names.
I think Katie. I don't know. I think.
Can I be a border collie? I'd like to be a border collie.
That seems appropriate.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be a.
Could herd things.
I think Katie would be a.
No, what
Sharpay.
Would you be? What would you be? Not what
You'd
I
be
would
a Sharpay.
Be.
You're a Sharpay. You're a beautiful Sharpay.
I don't think.
We,
what are those?
They're beautiful dogs.
Is that the girl in High School Musical?
Pull it up. Well, what was her name? Was her name Sharpay?
I swear it was.
Yeah, it was. Ashley Tisdale.
She named after a dang dog?
Yeah.
I think if anything, I'd be... I wish I was a Pekingese. But unfortunately, I'm getting pretty close. Sharpay, beautiful.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's I've never seen that dog. Oh, I've seen that.
That looks kind of mean.
You know, yeah. I told you know, they have RBF.
I don't have that.
Just sit there normally like you do. No, that's not what she does.
All right, I'll be normal.
This is my normal. Okay, you're not good at this. Would you just be like a kind of like a little bit annoying, like a blue tick coonhound or something? Like,
oh, I
easy,
had one of those.
Georgia.
Yeah,
I'd be.
You know.
I'd be like a Chihuahua.
Oh. A little yippee.
A dachshund.
Ooh.
Dachshund's good. I think I'd be a Chihuahua. What are the ones that run real fast?
Oh.
Saluki.
Yeah, good.
Chihuahua Saluki mix. Yep.
I want to know how that got created.
Just like
I don't want to see that.
You're just like a little bit annoying, but like people are also still kind of amazed by you.
They still want to come and like support you at your shows.
Yeah, but it's like you're a little bit annoying. But like you're so small.
No, a little noisy,
it's not like
vocal,
too annoying.
And quick, skinny.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't realize. All right. Okay.
Skinny, that's what it is, yeah. It's weird being skinny, man. You don't want to be too skinny. I don't get how guys are big.
Do you call yourself skinny a lot? I feel like that's a new...
Yeah, I think so. Nice to meet you. Yeah. Trey, White, Skinny.
No, I'm not taking pictures.
Is that a name that you're... I was trying to find funny name dogs.
And oh, wow. Cavapoo.
I said Pekingese.
Oh. Pekingese.
Was what... once I get the transplant, I'll be doing better. if you could show us what that is.
Yeah, let's see a Pekingese. I don't
is
know what
that is.
Is that
like the hairless dog?
No. That's what I'm heading. It's the least... Short-haired dog. What's a Pekingese look like? Oh, dude. If I just had...
It's like a pillow.
Yeah, what is that?
Once you hit your 40s, if you just have hair and you're skinny, you're the hottest guy on the planet. Yeah. Think of all the celebs. Like, oh, look at him. Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah, you're right. Like, George Clooney
Ooh,
just has
Paul
hair
Rudd.
Still. Yeah.
Paul Rudd. He's so hot now. Steve Carell. Oh, she just has hair and he's...
They haven't lost their hair.
He's just
not
fit.
Fat.
Yeah.
That's all it takes at that age. It's so hard to do.
Wow. I wish that's all it took for women.
Your dad's got all his hair. You
yeah,
good hair genes.
Genetics are looking good for me. I'm excited.
He's skinny. Yeah, I've always been attracted to your dad.
You've said that. Yep.
Whoa. Yeah, he walks in. You're like, he's cool. My dad comes backstage. I'm not right before I go on. Perform on the stool. All right. We got
Trey.
You know what else I'm triggered by? No one else? I got this. I'm fired up on this Java Monster. Proud
yeah.
new sponsor. You're going to see a lot of Java Monster, everyone. Java Monster, Katie.
Hey, Java.
She has a little bit. She's pregnant, so she can't crush a whole can.
Yeah.
The people who, you guys have friends like this? They're like, they're proud of this. They're like, home by 9:30, grandma alert.
Oh, yeah.
Total grandma.
I heard that a lot in college. Sorry, grandma. I can't help it.
Grandma. Okay, well, why don't you really live it out and die in 5 years?
Oh, my God.
Grandma. It's annoying. It's the lamest thing. Well, you only live once. We're young. Be fun. These people, they just bail. Especially once you have kids. You're like, do you know what it took for me to be here? I'm exhausted. And I'm having fun. We're hanging out. No kid. Grandma. Gotta go to bed.
It's one of the worst qualities to pridefully call yourself. Like, I'm shocked people. It's not like we're making fun of them. Like, oh, my gosh, she never stays out late. She's such a grandma. It's like, hey, grandma here. notice grandma. Me, think highly of me. I'm a grandma.
I'm a grandma.
Isn't that cute and quirky of me? Mm-hmm. No.
I don't do much at all. Cute.
But people do love grandmas. So
but
it's,
these,
it's,
but they don't do any of the good qualities. Exactly. Grandma, yeah. Scratch my back then.
Yes.
Okay. Before you leave, scratch my back.
$10 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. I can get half a meal. That's a grandma. Exactly. Do that for me.
Where's my handwritten card?
Yes.
In beautiful cursive. You can't even write cursive, grandma. Yes.
Yeah, do the good parts of my grandma literally just texted me.
Why don't you say something a little bit racist then, grandma? Oh, your grandma? Say it.
My grandma 7 minutes ago texted me, "Hi, Jake, got a good laugh this morning watching one of your clips. I got so tickled. You are so funny."
Text me that. These grandmas that go to bed early.
I really appreciate your grandma like texting you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Tell me you watch the podcast on Facebook. Tell me that. You don't, do you? You're not a grandma at all.
This is great. The more text. I watch your podcast or parts of them until I have to stop. Anyway, I thought of something your papa used to say when you're waiting for something. What?
This is great. This is exactly what we want.
Oh, wait. Sorry, there's no typos. I'm making a mistake. Wait is what broke the wagon down. Did you ever hear him say that? I know you like to hear old sayings sometimes.
Send us that text if you're really the grandma.
Wait is what broke the wagon down.
That's a good one.
I've never heard that.
And give us an example where you'd use that. What do you think? Do you even know what that means?
Wait is what broke
the wagon down.
You don't want to wait, and you're kind of agreeing like, yeah, that's what.
No, she's saying like heavy weight. No,
yeah. That I can see why you think that, but no, it is WAIT.
Wait, ooh. Like waiting around is what broke the wagon down.
It's kind of like a play on words. You don't get it?
Oh,
it's a play on words.
No, grandma went off here. I didn't.
Being too, it's too much weight breaks the wagon down.
Yes, but she's using that as a play on words to talk about actual like grandma's patiently waiting.
Yes, fat phobic. Good.
I understand now. It's like you are clearly waiting in line for something. And you were like mistakenly saying, well, when you know, the thing about weight is that's what breaks the wagon down.
You don't understand grandma, Trey.
No. I think
I don't know if you understand.
I think it's a typo, which is very good grandma. She said the wrong word, typed the wrong word.
No.
She typed WAIT.
She typed it wrong twice, if that's what you're saying. Because she said when you're waiting for something,
she's talking to text, so we gotta put that in consideration.
It is really good grammar.
Does the end say drink water?
And also, if you're ever in the Sahara, please bring water with you.
No, I think it's just kind of like, I don't know, man. It's like, I'm so busy. Should I take on this other thing? Yeah, well, wait breaks the wagon down. That's how you use it.
I don't think
consensus?
That's how she's using it.
I think this is.
I think grandma's always right.
I'm trying to think of a scenario where I could see myself saying this. Rachel, we got to go. I don't want to keep them waiting. It waits what brings the wagon down.
Yep.
What broke the wagon down. Johnson's wagon?
Oh, no. I Googled weight broke the wagon, W-E-I-G-H-T, and every single result is W-A-I-T.
Yes, duh.
Yeah, no, doy. Come on.
The phrase weight broke the wagon is a mantra for those of us who may have knowingly or unknowingly adopted the attitude of David Glasgow Farragut, a flag officer of the Navy. He was the first rear admiral, blah, blah, blah. He's remembered for his word at the Battle of Mobile Bay. And he, I guess he coined this phrase.
And how much water did he drink?
He died, so he's no longer alive.
Broke his own wagon down.
All right, whatever. So that's my trigger. We'll wrap up here. Thank you, guys. Again, we're gonna follow us on Instagram because we're gonna decide the winner of this sheltered series. We're gonna see who's leading the way. All right.
Yes, please.
So let us know. Thank you, guys. Like, subscribe. 5 stars really helps. And go have a fun weekend. Don't be a grandma.
Don't be a grandma. Be a young buck. Drink water.
Bring cookies. If you're gonna leave early.
Oh wow.
Peace.
Fair.
Correct opinion. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.